Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, come on, give him some praise, guys. Well, at this moment in time, we will release the little ones to go with Miss Deanna and Brother Stevie. La-di-da, la-di-do. Turn to 1 Peter, guys. If you brought your Bible, turn to 1 Peter. If you did not, you may follow along in the bulletin as well as the monitors. And there was a big mountain of Bibles back there somewhere, I noticed. So if you just want to grab one, they're around there somewhere. But anyways, guys, we're starting a brand new study today. We're going to, Lord willing, we're going to go through the book of 1 Peter. Anybody ever read the book of 1 Peter before? Not to be confused with 2 Peter. It's good. I'll tell you that. It's good. That's a good point, Brother Dwayne. So anyways, let's read a little bit of this together. 1 Peter chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we love you. Thank you for your anointing this morning. Thank you that your will is going to be done in this house, Lord. Thank you that we're not just some little club, Lord, but we care about each and every person here. We care about the members of this congregation. We are concerned about what they're going through, Lord. Thank you for a spirit of unity in this body, Lord. Let us be devoted to you. Thank you that you are first and foremost in our lives, Lord. And let us have a heart for a lost and dying world. Your will be done in this service. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. All right. So, guys, we're going to be in 1 Peter for a good minute. I hope that's cool with you guys. I should have asked before I started. I'm sorry. Here we go. I think we'll be blessed. Okay, 1 Peter's awesome. You guys read it all this week, man. It's a tiny little book. But let's go ahead and get going here. Let's start with the greeting. Peter's writing this letter to all these churches, to these Gentile Christians, these Jewish Christians scattered throughout the area. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. You know what that means right there? If that's on the top of your letterhead, that means I have the authority to tell you this. I have the authority to teach this, and you are obliged to follow it. Amen. This is this is the ministry that was given to Peter. And one of the beautiful things about the New Testament, or Peter after the filling of the Holy Spirit, or the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you see two different people, kind of like us. Peter loved the Lord before the filling of the Holy Spirit. He was rather impulsive and did some crazy stuff. Okay, but then with the filling of the Holy Spirit, this guy is a dynamite powerhouse for the Lord. Amen. So we're going to be super blessed in this letter that we're about to read. But understand, Peter has the authority to spread this, and we are obliged to be obedient to what the Holy Spirit is telling Peter to tell us. Amen. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion. Okay, did you guys know that you are the elect? That is good news right there. Okay, in other words, you didn't just pick God out. You didn't just pick Jesus Christ out. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, he picked you out. Isn't that wonderful? That is the best news that you're going to hear all day long today, that you are picked out by the creator of the universe. He said, you know what, Rick McClary, you're mine. Rachel McPherson Rott, you're mine. We have been handpicked by the creator of the universe. Many are called, but few are chosen. So that is a reason right there that we can be excited. So I'm going to ask you guys real fast to just give them some praise. Think about it. You've been picked by God. To those, that's right, handpicked. He could have picked anybody, but he said, no. No, you are mine. To those who are elect exiles of the dispersion. Okay, now listen, you know what this exile business is, what it's really talking about here? We need to understand this or let it sink in that we are just pilgrims passing through this land. This is not our home. We're here for a season. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning? But we have been handpicked for something better. And even though we have our fair share of consequences from the things that we've done, and we have trials and storms and all kinds of things that we go through in this life, we are just passing through. This is just a tiny little minute fraction of our eternity. Amen. This is not our home. What Pete's doing here with this greeting is he's getting us excited. Amen. And when he gets to the body of his letter, he's wanting us to get to this mode of worship. Because let's be honest, man, life is pretty tough sometimes. Do you guys agree with that statement? Life is tough. It ain't fair. Okay, bad things happen to good people all the time, man. Just read the newspaper, okay? But listen, we do have a reason to rejoice. I know I say that every single Sunday morning, but I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to everybody in here. We need to get to that place that no matter what, we can be excited about what God has done for me. Amen? I promise you, when we all get to the other side, no one's going to look me up and be like, man, is this all there is to this? No, man. It's going to be awesome. There's some awesome things waiting for us. Amen? So we're blessed. Let's get excited. Give them some praise one more time. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, that's who you are. You know, you are loved by Jesus Christ. That's who you are. You're not your past. You're not your career. You're not your training. You're not what your grandma told you you were going to be. You are loved by Jesus Christ. You hear what I'm saying? So this whole service, man, I'm just trying to drive this point in, man. We have a reason to actually worship the Lord. Okay, no matter what you're going through, our God is good. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. That's good news right there, too. Not only have you been handpicked by God, but you were handpicked by God before your mom and daddy ever thought about you. You were handpicked by God before the foundations of the earth. He said, at this time, in this place, there will be a lady named Miss Faye, and she will be my servant. She will be my handmaiden, and I will use her to bring glory and honor to my name. Amen? So listen, man, you were handpicked by God, and he handpicked you before you were ever thought of. Amen? So listen, if you're going down your checklist, yeah, God is good, God is good, God is good. So far, so good, right? Somebody said, so far, so good, so what? Okay, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ. Okay, so he picked you out. He picked you out before you were ever born, before the foundations of the earth. Amen? And here we go again. A little repetition here. Repetition's good for us, right? Anyways, we are in a pseudo-educational setting, so repetition ain't bad. Okay? Now listen, man. Why are we saved? What's one of the big reasons why we're here? The Lord actually wants to mature us. Amen? This whole time from salvation, we begin that sanctification process. Amen? The Lord God is very committed to it. Amen? So we need to understand that, hey, this is something that He wants me to go through. Amen? He is all about maturing me. So here we are. Who's ready to grow up together? Amen? In the sanctification of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ. That's what we're here for. We are here to give glory and honor to the Most High God. Amen. You are saved to give God glory, to be obedient to Him. Remember that little verse in the gospel, if you love me, you will do the things I command. Think about that. If we love the Lord, then we want to live a Christ-pleasing life. If we love the Lord, we want to be obedient to the Lord. Now that's hard because we're in this flesh man. This flesh man gets awful selfish sometimes, right? You know what I'm saying? But here's the deal. Here's the skinny. Here's the 411. And the Lord God says, I want to mature you. I want to grow you up. Amen. Because I have much need of you. If I didn't have need of you here, I'd save you and call you home. Amen. But I need you here. I want to use you. Amen. So raise your hands if you got a reason to rejoice this morning. Amen. All right. God is good. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. In the sanctification of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and for sprinkling with His blood. That's how we got saved right there, man. That's it right there. Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful thing that God so loved the world that He sent His Son, amen, and His Son shed His blood, amen, so we could be covered in His blood, amen, so that our sins can be washed away. God is perfect. He can't have anything to do with sin, but He loves a sinful bunch of folks so much. And He says, I want you to spend all eternity with me. Amen. I want you to enjoy a relationship with me forever and ever and ever. So we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. This is good news, man. I know somebody could tell you this a lot better than I could, but this is really awesome stuff, man. What? Well, thank you, brother. Thank you for that encouragement. God is good, right? And for sprinkling with His blood, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. So that's Peter's little greeting right there. I'm an apostle. You need to listen to what I'm saying. Okay, I knew Jesus Christ. I know Jesus Christ. I was friends with Jesus Christ. I know that He liked the crust cut off of the bread on His sandwiches. I know what sandal He put on first. Okay, He has ordained me. Amen. To be an apostle, so you need to listen to what I'm saying. Amen. You have many, many reasons to give Him glory no matter what you're going through. You are a saved people. You're washed in the blood. May grace and peace be multiplied on you. Amen. How are we doing, guys? Let's go to the next slide. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Boom. All God's people said boom. Boom. Right here, man, after the greeting, He's saying, you know what? You can, you should give God some glory. Amen. You should give Him some praise. Okay, I know your life isn't exactly how you want it. I know you got all these student loans and you got this awesome, mighty degree, but you can't use it right now or, you know, whatever. Fill in the blank of what's not going perfect in your life. But listen to this. You can give God praise and give Him glory because of Jesus Christ. Because without Jesus Christ, we would be a hopeless bunch of folks and we would be wasting our time right now. Amen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, look at right here, 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15. Let's get excited together real fast. We can leave here like supercharged, man. And maybe we can be supercharged all this week. You know, or maybe we'll lose it in the parking lot. Maybe we'll get in a fight with somebody at the Tom Thumb down the way. Or maybe we can just be excited about what God's done for us. You know what I mean? Give Him some praise. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Can you explain it? It's indescribable, man. That's right. Peter's doing a really fine job, doing a far better job than what I could do, and I'm glad he wrote this, man. But look, man, you can't describe it. You can't put into words how awesome this precious gift is. Amen? We were doomed, okay? Hopefully no one in here is doomed now. Hopefully everybody in here has accepted this precious gift. Amen? You should do that today. Amen? But see, here's the deal, man. We were doomed. That's just how it was. We were sinful people. Amen. We blew it. We've broken God's law over and over again. Okay, but there's that precious gift of salvation, man. Amen. That is the biggest, best thing that has ever happened to you. Amen. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Now look at Psalms 106 and verse 1. I love this little verse. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. I don't feel like praising the Lord, man. Well, gas is getting higher and higher. Ain't nobody nice to me. No one ever takes me out to lunch, huh? You know? Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Why? For he is good. He is good. Everything good in your life that is really good in your life, not the selfish stuff, all the good stuff, man, is a gift from the Father. Amen? Look beside you. Okay. Now, I know you really don't like those people. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. Look, this is our family, man. Isn't family awesome? All right. Okay. We'll go another route there. Okay. Well, God's good. No matter what. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. How good is he? Someone say that. How good is he, Paul? He's so good that his love endures forever. It's hard for me to love somebody forever. It's really, really hard for people to love me for more than 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Can we be truthful in church this morning? It's easy to love Rachel Jean forever, but other than that, it's kind of difficult. You know what I mean? All right. But see, the Lord God, he loves us, and he knows stuff about us that no one else knows. You know what I mean? He knows all about us. He knows what we think about. He knows what we did last summer. He knows all our mistakes. You know what I'm saying? But he loves us, and he ain't going to stop loving you. He don't love you any less. It's not about anything you can do, man. He has placed all this value on you. You know what I mean? There's a bazillion people just like you. We ain't that much different than anybody else. You know what I'm saying? But God looks down and said, that's my baby right there. He puts all that value on us. I was at the comic book thing last week, and I like that sort of stuff. It's fun, and I kind of fit in there. I feel like I fit in with all those weird people. But people were spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars, man, for like Ninja Turtles number one comic book and stuff like that. You know what? To most of you, and me included, the last thing I want to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on is a Ninja Turtles comic book. I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. You know what I mean? It ain't that important to me. It's not even on the list. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm almost there. Ninja Turtles number one. I could care less about that. But see, some people put so much value in that. You know what I mean? Like, my life will not be done complete until I get Ninja Turtles Volume 1, Episode 1, whatever. Okay? That's how it works. Because they put all that value in it. That's what the Lord God does to us. And it's not just some stupid comic, but God looks down and he says, I love you so much. I love you so much that I'm going to lay down my life so we can spend eternity together. Amen? We're blessed folks. Amen? So anyways, can I borrow some money and I can get this Ninja Turtles? No, baby, no. Okay. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy. Thank God for his mercy, right? Thank God for Jesus Christ. Do you have a reason to give him glory? All day long, every day. You wake up with a toothache, you wake up with no teeth, you wake up outside the Great Barrier Reef, it don't matter. Man, we're blessed. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again. Isn't that good news? He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You ain't good enough. You ain't cool enough. People don't even like you that much. I'm playing. You guys are awesome. But see, here's the deal, man. We couldn't be saved without Jesus. Jesus is everything to us. And this is a real thing, man. Our eternity has been changed because we accepted that gift because God picked us out. Amen? You see what I'm saying? So we really, really can get excited. Amen? So if you're tired of faking being excited and you're really excited, go ahead and slap your neighbor. All right. I was just playing. Okay, let's go down to verse 4 there. Okay, look at your monitors and just forget I said that last part. But God is good, amen? Verse 4, to an inheritance, listen to this, man. We're saved. We were handpicked. Okay, but it's going to get gooder and gooder and gooder. That's proper English. It's gooder. It's going to get gooder and gooder. To an inheritance that is imperishable. Wow. Hold the phone. Imperishable. See, if you get that Ninja Turtles number one or whatever, you know the first thing they're going to do? Because I am weird like this, and I know exactly how it works. They're going to look at every little page and make sure it's perfect and make sure the spine is perfect and all that. And it ain't going to be perfect. And if it is perfect at the moment you get it, it ain't going to stay perfect. You know what I mean? And then guess what's going to happen to the weird little guy, the weird little collector guy? You know, it's like, oh no, my boy spilled, he spilled chocolate milk on my Ninja Turtle number one. That dude is officially going crazy until he can find another Ninja Turtles number one, and he'll spend anything to get it. You know, he'll sell the VCR. He'll do whatever it takes to get Ninja Turtles number one. But the reason, right here. This is what I'm talking about. Here we go, Dina. To an inheritance that is imperishable. Amen. The awesomeness that is waiting for us, man, it ain't going nowhere. No moth can mess it up. It ain't going to get rusty, man. We got nothing but goodness headed our way, man. So yes, man, it's tough. It's difficult. Sometimes doctors don't know what they're talking about. Sometimes doctors tell us bad news. Sometimes you lose the big job. You don't get the promotion. No one likes you. No one treats you right at work. But listen, it's going to get good. Amen? Amen. To an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfaded, and unfading. Kept in heaven for you. Isn't that awesome? Banks can go under. People can steal that money you got underneath your bed. But can't no one take what God's got for you. Amen? And how good, how awesome is it? Can't even put it into words, man. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9. Let's get excited. However, as it is written, meaning coming from the good book, meaning you can trust in it. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. It's just good. It's just super good. It's just super bestest good thing ever possible that you can't imagine. Amen? Let's go to the next slide. I'm excited. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. Who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Woo, that's good news, man. You are guarded, man. Okay, listen. You belong to Jesus Christ. It ain't nothing you did. You just accepted it and you confessed it with your mouth. Amen? But nobody can pry you away from his love, from his grip. Amen. If you truly accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, guess what? I got news for you. You're not perfect. You're still going to make mistakes. You're still going to do selfish things sometimes. And yes, you're going to have to pay the consequences for those things. You know what I mean? But you're a saved person, man. Nobody, nothing can make God not love you. Okay? He handpicked you before the foundations of the earth. You know what I'm saying? You can't be proud away from his grip. Nothing can take you away from his love. So is it getting good? Is it getting better? Because sometimes we don't feel too Christianese, do we? Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we barely even think about Jesus or doing the right thing. Amen? But guess what? He's still faithful. He still loves you. Amen? He's not going to stop loving you. Romans 8 and verse 38, for I am convinced. This is Apostle Paul. He's convinced. So you know what? I think we can be convinced, Brother Josh. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future. Man, that's good news right there. Nothing I did yesterday, nothing I'm going to do in the future, man, can take me away from Jesus. Now, we don't want to abuse that grace, right? That's not what it's all about. We spent weeks talking about that. You know what I'm saying? But you are loved, man. You are loved, and it ain't about your behavior. It's about what's been done for you. Amen? Neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, So what can take me away from Jesus? Any powers? Austin Powers? No powers. Nor any powers, 39, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation. Nothing. All God's people said nothing. Anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So you see, there's the love of God, and we can have access to that. Our sins can be forgiven because of what Jesus Christ did for you. Amen? For the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. All right, okay. Let's go to verse 6. In this you rejoice. Yeah, man. Kayla, I think we actually do have something to rejoice about. In this you rejoice. Nothing can separate me from God's love. Okay? Yeah, I'm stuck in traffic for the third day in a row. I'm going to be late to my dentist appointment. You know? Oh, well. I'm a saved person, man. Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose from the dead. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. Okay, so after our greeting, Pete starts talking about, hey man, let's worship God. Let's give God some glory, man. He handpicked you. He saved you. He died for your sins. Now he's talking about the stuff that nobody really likes, man. You know what? You're going to go through them trials, right? You figured that out by now? Yep. In this you rejoice. You can still praise him. You can still give him worship. Amen. This is the world you live in where bad things happen. But God says, I'm going to use this for something awesome. I'm going to use this for something good. Amen. This thing that was done to you when you were a child that you've questioned, why did this happen? God said, you know what? I was there with you, and I'm going to use this for something awesome. I know you can't see it now. Amen. And yes, I did allow it, and I'm going to use this for something beautiful. Can we give them some praise? In this you rejoice. Though now for a little while, what's that little while mean? Does that mean that I'm only going to go through these storms and trials for a little while? Yeah, that's exactly what it means. But it means like your whole life on earth. You know. So pretty much for the duration down here, it ain't no cakewalk. It's tough, man. But God's got some awesome promises for us. Amen. I'll get it. Sister Claudia, answer that right now. She'll answer a phone when it rings. She'll stop preaching to talk to somebody on the phone. She'll tell everybody in the congregation. She'll do this. Hold on a second. Hello? That's a good point, Brother Josh. And she'll never know about this either. Okay. She is an awesome woman. I love her. In this you rejoice. Though now for a little while, if necessary. Now let that sink in too, guys. A little while, meaning the duration of your life here on earth. If necessary. God allows these things for a reason. Amen. He allows this stuff for his glory and for your growth. Amen. If necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. So not just one trial, not just let me get over this hurdle, and then in 90 days, it's all going to be smooth sailing. Wouldn't trials be so much easier and so much better if we knew exactly when they were going to stop? Like, okay, I just got to muscle through this for two more days, man, then everything's going to be perfect again. No, it doesn't work that way. See, that's all that faith stuff right there, man. Putting our hope, putting our trust in the Lord God who says, I will get you through this. Amen. So yeah, we got to go through this mess. We got to go through this nonsense, but it's for a reason. Verse 7. Well, what is that reason? So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes. You know, gold ain't going to be around forever. You know what I mean? It's a great investment. I'm not telling you not to invest in gold. But it's not going to be around forever. It's going to get burnt up like everything else around here. But see, our faith, man. It gets tried just like gold. And the more pressure that gold gets under, the refuse, the rubbish separates from it. What's that called? Slag? You scoop it up. It becomes purer and purer. So what's happening to our faith? What's happening to us with these trials, man? We're becoming purer. We're getting refined, man. We're getting more and more like Jesus throughout this process. Amen. That's why we're going through them, because he wants to use us. Amen. And when the world sees us, he says, well, I know Bobby Jean Joyner. Matter of fact, everybody in the world, in this town at least, knows Bobby Jean Joyner. That's all you got to say. What church do you go to? Bobby Jean Joyner's church. Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that woman. I'm surprised it took me 40 years to actually meet her. But anyway, never mind. Just forget it. Forget it. Yeah. What are we talking about? Rejoice. A little. Yes. Yes. Listen here, ma'am. So the world looks at us when we're going through these trials, man, and we can show them, well, this is how a Christian handles this. You know what I mean? I have hope. I have that knowledge of knowing that God is going to work this out the best way. You know what I mean? And I'm getting more and more mature, man, and I'm showing other Christians, this is how you handle it, man. You know, this is how you do it. Right? Maybe not say it like that, but. So that the tested genuineness of your faith, and you know what? You're gonna, there's going to be some awesome fruit proving, you know what, that I am a Christian. I am a Christian because as soon as that temptation pops up, guess what? If I haven't really committed myself to Jesus, I'd be like, oh, I'm out of here. Woo-hoo. Yep. Or as soon as a little persecution comes on you, you know, yeah, no. I was just hanging out with that guy. I never believed it anyways. You know what I mean? But see, if we've really accepted that gift, man, that endurance is going to prove to you, you know what? I'm in it, man. I'm in it. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much of. Yep. So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Man, that's awesome. Who wants to hear well done? Who wants to hear well done, man? I do. I can't wait for that, man. That's, you know, Billy. We lost Billy Graham, a couple weeks ago, something like that. And he said in an interview, he said, what do you want to hear when you see God face to face? He said, I want to hear well done. And, man, you know, that's going to be awesome, man. We get up there and he's like, so, no, never mind. Never mind. There's a lot of opportunities to be stupid right there. I'm just going to let that one go. Thank you, Dina. Let's go to the next. Oh, you stay there. You stay there. Everyone stay there. Hold your horses. 1 Peter 1 and verse 8. Though you have not seen him, you love him. That's true. Remember Peter? Peter's like, I hung out with this guy for 3.5 years. Okay, we went fishing. Let me tell you what, man. You think you can catch some fish? Take Jesus fishing with you, man. You will catch some fish. It doesn't matter. I knew the man. I hung out with him. We would tell jokes together. He's saying, but you're blessed. Even though you haven't seen him, you love him. And that's us. You know what I mean? Because we got that faith. And we know that what this word says is true. Amen. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Do you love him this morning? Though you do not see him, you believe in him. Do you believe in him this morning? That's us, man. And this is the letter to these folks, man. You didn't know Jesus, but you still love him. You didn't ever see him, but you feel him and you love him and you know he's real. Though you do not see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. See, where is that in all of us, man? Where is it in me? Why do we not get so super excited, man? You know what? The world can't make me doubt him. I know he's real. I know there's been a life change in me. You know what I mean? But the situations and the circumstances can make me so depressed and such a horrible, negative person to be around. You know what I'm saying? Did y'all know that about me? Is that my sister sitting here? Huh? Yes, I do. Let's see, man, we really, really, really have something to be stoked up about, man. You ain't going to hell. You're not going to hell. Okay. Verse 9, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. That's wonderful, man. At the end of the day, man, at the end of the day, it's going to get super, super awesome. So, listen, trials come. You have consequences you have to deal with. We do stupid stuff all the time. You know what I mean? But you are loved by God. You are handpicked by God. You are a saved person. Amen. And when you take your last breath, it is going to get super, super, capital R, capital A, capital D, apostrophe symbol. All right. Isn't that true? Thank you, Lord, for blessing this group of folks, Lord. They got the patience of Job, Lord God. Just bless them even more. Thank you that we're going to get excited about your word, Lord. Even though we're going through storms and trials and dealing with painful consequences, Lord, we know that you're faithful and you're with us, Lord. And just give us that hunger and that reality that we are so blessed, Lord, that we are saved people because of your love and your grace and your mercy. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. You know what is really cool about next Saturday?